Hey y'all, my name is Anna Paroli, and welcome to my podcast. We will be diving into some rough topics surrounding sexuality, suicide, and mental health. You are currently listening to the song Cough Syrup, covered by Darren Criss. Cough Syrup was originally written and sung by a band called Young the Giant. I chose this song because of the context it had surrounding by suicide and sexuality, which differed from the original meaning of the song. Using a variety of sources, we will discuss and analyze various articles and videos surrounding our topics. Stay tuned. In the article, Coming Out as a Popular Media Practice, The Politics of Queer Youth Coming Out on YouTube, Sandra D. Ritter and Frederick Donis discuss the virality of coming out on social media, specifically on YouTube. With popular YouTubers like Connor Franta, it has opened up a new way of finding a place of acceptance and community. Kurofsky did not find solace online in the beginning. After transferring to his new high school, he was cyberbullied by his teammates and classmates. Looking online, he would see horrific comments about killing himself and other graphic details that made him feel as though he was unworthy of love and acceptance. In the next article, high school coaches' perceptions of their efficacy to work with lesbian, gay, and bisexual athletes, Megan Hallbrook and Jaxie Watson II discussed the ways for athletes in the LGBTQAI+ community. In 2008, the NCAA hosted an event to discuss the importance of inclusion. A survey was concluded to see the efficiency of this. This would have been hugely beneficial for Kurofsky and other sports players. In the article, The Influence of Online Experiences, The Shaping of Gay Male Identities, Zachary Giano dives into how people are discovering their sexual identities with the use of the internet. The internet has allowed people who felt that they did not belong to find people they can relate to. Dating and meeting new people has never been easier and scarier. According to the article, gay and bisexual men have an easier time finding relationships online versus in person. After a few seasons, we catch up with Kurofsky. He has found love using online dating, which has been very useful and beneficial for him. This has happened because he learned how to accept and love himself.
You can't cherry-pick the Bible choosing which parts you want to believe.
We don't do that.
You don't? What's this?
Kaylee has a small tattoo. That tattoo would be taboo. Kaylee, guess what waits for you? An eternity in the fiery pits of hell.
Hey!
Shelby, you seem sweet to me. But if it has come to be, you've lost your virginity. We'll be stoning you and your family as well.
What?
Or we could use some common sense instead. When you're lost, it always helps recalling those immortal words that Jesus said. There's one rule that trumps them all. Love thy neighbor. Trumps them all.
That was Love Thy Neighbor from the Netflix original musical, The Prom. The musical centers around a young lesbian who is having great difficulty being allowed to bring a date to her prom. A group of Broadway jokes find her story and use it as a way to get their reputation up. Through song and dance, they are able to help this young girl find herself and teach the rest about acceptance. Glee is a musical TV show. The characters sing popular pop and song tunes when it fits best with the storyline. Music is a great way to express yourself, and Glee did a great job with picking the perfect songs. Cough Syrup, as we originally stated, was written by a band called Young the Giant. They released the song in 2010 to express their frustration with living in the suburbs and trying to make it big in the music world. In Glee, the meaning of cough syrup and the song changed with Kurofsky's storyline. With the new analysis, cough syrup is a metaphor for momentary satisfaction. Kurofsky is contemplating suicide because he is in so much pain and feels like maybe suicide is his best solution. In the next article, Representing Sexuality, an analysis of coming out in contemporary film, Sidney Dyer discusses how the LGBTQAI+ community was represented in cinema back then and now. Dyer breaks down by dividing things into sections and gives two examples. Both movies are used in this example to show how the gay community is represented and shown through script, acting, and more. What is most important is the character development in each character's storyline. Glee, being a teen drama show, deals with a lot of controversy with how they deal with certain topics. They did a good job in Kurofsky's storyline because it showed the story arc of him before he came to be, during and post where he felt fully accepted within himself and by others. In the journalistic article, What TV Gets Wrong About Mental Health, Agnes Costello discusses harm in showing mental health on TV. A lot of the time, there is an inaccurate portrayal of depression and suicide. Costello states that when someone experiencing depression or other mental health issues sees others experiencing mental health issues on TV, this can make that person's mental health worse. The behavior shown on TV is dramatized for effect. Since media is widely consumed, shows have great opportunity to talk about important issues and depict them accurately, according to Costello.
Hey, it's Hannah. Hannah Baker.
Holy shit.
Settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended. And if you're listening to this tape, you're one of the reasons why. This is a
wild game of survival. In the article, How the Netflix Series 13 Reasons Why Was a Potential Trigger for Suicide and Mental Health, Ben Mahoney discusses how the hit Netflix show falsely showcased mental health. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 24. The show did not have any mental health professions during the making and writing of the show. This is a huge issue because kids watching the show are heavily influenced by what they see in the media. In the article, Why Coming Out Has a Different Meaning for Queer Trans People of Color, Shervin Kavon discusses the struggle with racial identity and sexual identity. Being a person of color is already very difficult in society. In the survey handed out, people of color are more likely to say that they are a person of color than be identified based on their sexuality. There is a lot of hate within the community, and for those that are part of the LGBTQAI+ community, it can be a very sensitive topic. Glee has a gay storyline surrounding one of the main characters named Santana Lopez. Her grandmother does not accept her due to religious beliefs and refuses to attend the wedding. Ryan Murphy, the creator of the show, explores how religion plays a big part in people's perceptions of the LGBTQAI+ community and how sometimes it doesn't matter how close you are to someone. If you are part of the community, you can be kicked out of the family.
When you are around, oh yeah, things keep getting better. Things keep getting better. Things keep getting better. Things keep getting better. Better, better. Things keep getting better.
You just heard a snippet of All Things by Betty Who. This is the theme song for the popular Netflix reality show Queer Eye. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy first aired in 2003. It was then rebooted for Netflix in 2018. In the video, titled Queer Eye Kiki, the original Fab Five meets the new Fab Five, we listen to how the show has changed within the span of both shows. A big lesson that these men try to emulate is the meaning of masculinity. We, as a society, have put labels on what it means to be a man, and we, as a society, have shamed those who do not fit into those boxes. The Fab Five's mission throughout each episode is to help their customers see the beauty in themselves and not to be ashamed of who they are. Kurofsky is a tall, buff, white teenager who is the quarterback of the high school football team. Already, he has to fit a certain role in order to fit in. When he realizes he is gay, he has a hard time accepting that because he no longer fits the stereotypical football player. Fortunately, he eventually gets the help he needs and learns to accept himself and surround himself with supporting friends. In the final article, Why Do So Many Queer People Catfish Another Gender?, Bobby Box discusses the reasoning behind catfishing. People who are not quote-unquote out yet, who are exploring their sexuality, can create fake profiles and meet people online as their catfish. Catfishing is presenting yourself as someone as you are not. There are various scenarios and examples given in the article to why catfishers do not feel comfortable talking to someone else as themselves. This takes a different path in my talk and discussion on mental health and sexuality. The popular TV show Catfish is all about people not being okay with themselves and feeling that they need to hide behind someone else. Kurofsky was in the closet and took out his frustration by bullying Kurt. He hid behind his popularity and was not willing to accept who he truly was. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed. Have a good day!
Losing my mind, losing my mind, losing control.